Hello and welcome to New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 119, verses 145 to 176. I cry out with all my heart, Lord, answer me so I can guard your statutes. I cry out to you, save me so I can keep your laws. I meet the pre-dawn light and cry for help. I wait for your promise. My eyes encounter each hour of the night as I think about your word. Listen to my voice according to your faithful love. Lord, make me live again according to your justice. The people who love to plot wicked schemes are nearby, but they are so far from your instruction. But you, Lord, are nearby too, and all your commandments are true. Long ago I learned from your laws that you had established them forever. Look at my suffering and deliver me because I haven't forgotten your instruction. Argue my case and redeem me. Make me live again by your word. Salvation is far from the wicked because they haven't pursued your statutes. You have so much compassion, Lord. Make me live again according to your rules. My oppressors and enemies are many, but I haven't turned away from your laws. I look on the faithless and I am disgusted because they haven't kept your words. Look at how much I love your precepts. Make me live again, Lord, according to your faithful love. The first thing to know about your word is that it is true and that all your righteous rules last forever. Rulers oppress me without cause, but my heart honors what you've said. I'm overjoyed at your word, like someone who finds great treasure. I absolutely despise what is false, but I'm in love with your instruction. I praise you seven times a day for your righteous rules. The people who love your instruction enjoy peace and lots of it. There's no stumbling for them. Lord, I wait for your saving help. I do what you've commanded. I keep your laws. I love them so much. I keep your precepts and your laws because all my ways are seen by you. Let my cry reach you, Lord. Help me understand according to what you've said. Let my request for grace come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. Let my lips overflow with praise because you've taught me your statutes. Let my tongue declare your word because all your commandments are righteous. Let your power help me because I have chosen your precepts. Lord, I long for your saving help. Your instruction is my joy. Let me live again so I can praise you. Let your rules help me. I've wandered off like a sheep, lost. Find your servant, because I haven't forgotten your commandments. Today's Old Testament reading comes from the book of Judges, chapter 18, verses 16 through 31. While the 600 Danites armed for battle stood at the entrance of the gate, the five men who had gone to spy on the land moved up, went inside, and took the sculpted image, the priestly vest, the divine images, and the molded image. The priest was standing at the entrance of the gate with the 600 men armed for battle when these five entered Micah's sanctuary and took the sculpted image, the priestly vest, the divine images, and the molded image. The priest said to them, "What are you doing?" "Shut up," they said to him. "Put your hand over your mouth. Come with us and be a father and a priest for us. Would you rather be a priest for one man's household or a priest for a tribe and a clan in Israel?" The priest was convinced, so he took the priestly vest, the divine images, and the sculpted image and went along with the people. They headed back on their way, but they put the children, the livestock, and the prized possessions in front of them. After they had gone a good distance away from Micah's house, the men who were in the houses around Micah's home were summoned for battle and caught up to the Danites. They called out to the Danites, who turned around and said to Micah, "Why have you summoned men for battle?" Micah replied, "You've taken my gods that I made and the priest and have gone off. What do I have left? How can you ask me what is wrong?" But the Danites said to him, "Don't raise your voice with us, or else hot-headed men will attack you, and you and your household will lose your lives." Then the Danites went on their way. When Micah realized that they were too strong for him, he turned around and went home. The Danites took along the things that Micah had made, as well as the priest who had been with him, and came to Laish, to a people who were undisturbed and secure. They killed the people and burned down the city. No one was there to rescue them because the city was far away from Sidon and had no dealings with anyone else. It was in the Beth Rehob Valley. They rebuilt the city and settled in it. They renamed the city Dan, after their ancestor Dan, who had been one of Israel's sons. But in fact, the original name of the city was Laish. The Danites set up the sculpted image for themselves, and Jonathan, son of Gershom, and grandson of Moses, and his son became priests for the Danite tribe until the land went into exile. They kept for themselves the sculpted image that Micah had made throughout the whole time that God's sanctuary was in Shiloh. Today's New Testament reading comes from the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 14 through 25. When word reached the apostles in Jerusalem that Samaria had accepted God's word, they commissioned Peter and John to go to Samaria. Peter and John went down to Samaria where they prayed that the new believers would receive the Holy Spirit. This was because the Holy Spirit had not yet fallen on any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So Peter and John laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon perceived that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money. He said, "Give me this authority too, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands will receive the Holy Spirit." Peter responded, "May your money be condemned to hell, along with you, because you believed you could buy God's gift with money. You have no part or share in God's word, because your heart isn't right with God. Therefore, change your heart and life. Turn from your wickedness. Plead with the Lord in the hope that your wicked intent can be forgiven. For I see that your bitterness has poisoned you and evil has you in chains." Simon replied, "All of you, please plead to the Lord for me so that nothing of what you have said will happen to me." After the apostles had testified and proclaimed the Lord's word, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the good news to many Samaritan villages along the way. Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. After this, Jesus went across the Galilee Sea, that is the Tiberias Sea. A large crowd followed him because they had seen the miraculous signs he had done among the sick. Jesus went up a mountain and sat there with his disciples. It was nearly time for Passover, the Jewish festival. Jesus looked up and saw the large crowd coming toward him. He asked Philip, "Where will we buy food to feed these people?" Jesus said this to test him, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied, "More than half a year's salary worth of food wouldn't be enough for each person to have even a little bit." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, "A youth that here has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that for a crowd like this?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass there. They sat down, about 5,000 of them. Then Jesus took the bread. When he had given thanks, he distributed it to those who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish, each getting as much as they wanted. When they had plenty to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the leftover pieces so that nothing will be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves that had been left over by those who had eaten. When the people saw that he had done a miraculous sign, they said, "This is truly the prophet who is coming into the world." Jesus understood that they were about to come and force him to be their king, so he took refuge again, alone, on a mountain.
All these pieces broken and scattered, in mercy gathered, mended and whole. Empty-handed, but not forsaken. I've been set free. I've been set free. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see you now. Oh, I can see the love in your eyes, laying yourself down, raising up the broken to our failure, you take our weakness, you set your treasure in jars of clay. So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel, the world to see your life in me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see you now. See the love in your eyes, laying yourself down, raising up the broken to life. Oh, I can see you now. Oh, I can see the love in your eyes, laying yourself down, raising up the broken to life. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see.
The Nicene Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes back all the way to the year 325. It is a recitation of the common faith among all Christians about the triune God, the world, the church, and our future hope. It holds a special place among Christian creeds of faith as the only creed that has been affirmed by the Protestant, Catholic, and Eastern Orthodox branches of Christianity. If you know it, feel free to recite it along with me. If not, take this opportunity to listen to the core of our faith that has been handed down to us for nearly 2,000 years. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these opening words from Psalm 128. Everyone who honors the Lord, who walks in God's ways, is truly happy. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Amazing Grace, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.